Welcome back. Good morning. So we thought we'd begin and wake everyone up with episode 2 of our look at the Muppets and Academia. In this scenario, we have a Muppet waking up perhaps all too much at the last minute before its final project is due. So allow me to dim the lights and hit play. Thanks to the team for that. So one of the things I try to do, at least in class, as much as I can, is to try to make things more physical and not just talk about topics, but try to show them so that students have, ideally, one of these memorable moments in class where even as the topics get more sophisticated and the code gets more cryptic, they can kind of latch on to some visual or some physicality that we did in class. And one opportunity that's afforded is when we start talking about swapping. So now I've fast-forwarded several weeks into the school year when we're actually talking about C and we're talking about functions, and in particular, we very quickly start talking about pointers and memory management. But as one of the building blocks for that conversation, we talk quite simply about swap. If you were to implement a function here in C, but really in any language, and you just want to move two values around. There's a couple of gotchas, of course, in most languages, especially for newbies to programming who do have some mathematical background. They probably, no pun intended, equate an equal sign with what operation, with what notion. Probably not assignment, I would claim, for newbies to the class, but rather equality. So A equals B, and yet B equals A. And frankly, this is the kind of detail that I myself, finding myself all too often falling into the habit of forgetting that a newbie in the class doesn't necessarily realize that these symbols have overloaded meaning in our world, so to speak. And so we use this as an opportunity to kind of go back to first principles and try to visualize things, sometimes metaphorically imperfectly, but at least in a way where students can kind of latch on to how to solve a problem even as small as this one, moving two values between A and B. Now, of course, this just won't work. Well, even once we wrap our minds around the fact that the equal sign in code means move the value or copy the value from the right to the left, this, of course, is incomplete. Because what's going to happen if I execute these two lines of code given A and B as integers? Yeah, they're both going to have B values because we're copying B into A, at which point they truly are equal and assigned. And then at that point, saying B equals A, or B gets A, if to use a more of a verb form, then that is already moot because B, A is already B and B is still B, and so we've just lost the value of A. So what would this be kind of the equivalent of? Well, we actually like to do this demo in class where we choose the two most differently colored liquids that we can find at like CVS that morning. And so here we have some orange juice, which is orangish, and some milk here, which is white. And then we usually take out a couple of cups and challenge a student to come on up, as I will here. So we've got some orange juice in one variable. Call it, say, A. And we've got some milk in another variable. Call it, say, okay, very secure milk. Call it, say, B. And would someone mind volunteering to swap these two values for us? Yes, come on up, Zhao. I'm actually a little nervous now. How are you going to do this? What's going through your mind, if you could verbalize?
Apparently, I need a third variable.
Yeah,
another
right.
Another cup.
Another cup, right? Yeah. So colloquially, we just need a third cup, and this will presumably motivate a solution to this. Okay, so I came prepared. So we do have a third empty cup, if you will. So now go ahead and solve this problem. We want to swap A and B.
Okay, firstly, I will put the milk into this third cup.
Uh-huh.
So this is empty.
Okay.
And this is B.
Okay.
So I will put A to B.
Nice.
And then don't forget the last step to C to A.
Okay.
And now they're swapped, and here's the third cup.
Wonderful. Thank you to Zhao. Very much appreciate it. Normally, I'd offer up the milk or orange juice, but I'm not sure you want a little of both right now. But so this is obviously very intuitive to most students, right? You need that third cup if you want to do this cleanly and you want to do it successfully. And so that then motivates a more technical look at how you might solve this in code. Now, I'll assume at this point in our conversation in class that we've talked about or we've told students to ignore void and what swap itself means and the parentheses. So we're really just focusing on these two main lines for the moment. And so I propose that we need to do exactly what Zhao just proposed, which is we need to introduce a new variable, a third empty cup. Maybe we'll call it temp, or you could call it C, or anything you want. But we need some kind of placeholder in which to store that value. And so this is the kind of thing, too, that's all too easy, I think, for me, and I think most any class, to kind of breeze over once you take for granted what these symbols mean. But we found this to be a good visual to paint that picture. Now, as an aside, there is a more comfy version of this demonstration. If you also procure like some olive oil or something that looks pretty orangish, this was trying to bring back my own recollection of middle school chemistry or whatnot, you can actually swap two values, contrary to what Zhao thought, without using a temporary variable. And if you've not seen this trick before, we'll email out the source code. It's just a few lines as well. But you can actually use it using bitwise operators in C, or technically just arithmetic, where you can literally and seemingly magically move two values from one to the other seamlessly without using that third variable. And so the brilliant insight we had 1 year or so, I thought, was, well, let's just secretly replace the OJ with oil that looks mostly the same. Because then we did this demonstration where Zhao could have poured the oil into the milk. The milk should have fallen, I think. Yeah, oil would rise. And then we poured the oil off the top, thus making a magical demonstration that was actually not very successful because it doesn't really work as theoretically as I was taught in chemistry. But consider that as a third option as well.